Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Sky Sports Radio and it's our news hour. Let's go to Brisbane. Tony Gollan is joining us. Morning to you, Tony.
G'day. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. I know there's trials on at Doomben this morning. You're between a couple at the moment?
I am, yes. You've timed it well.
Got something right this morning, mate. Outback Barbie seemed to trial okay. It got up the inside of the leader there in its trial this morning.
Yeah, it's trialed really well. They went very slow, the leaders, and the idea was to sit her in behind, just get a bit of cover and let her switch down and watch her run on. And she trialed really well. I think the overall time was quite okay, but that's a good little blowout. It's all she sort of needs now heading into the Moj Stakes on the 1st of December.
Okay, so you go to that Phillies race there. I think it's, I'm going to say 1350.
No,
oh, 1200. Yeah, I've just looked at the books here. 1200 here, listed race. How has she come back?
Oh, she's come back better. She's definitely come back a lot better. She's put good weight on in all the right areas. And, you know, it was just time to pull the prep up when we did. And I'm glad we didn't go an extra run with her. She's really enjoyed the 3 weeks she had off. She put on significant weight. She's come back in and it's given me ample time to get her ready. And just the one trial is all she sort of needed. And, you know, she'll present in very good order. And obviously the grand final's the Magic Millions day, so we're going to have to keep on improving throughout the prep, but she's certainly in very good shape.
Okay, yeah, I just like the way she got up the inside. Just of those other trialers, she is what she is, trialed there this morning and is down to line up or at least nominated in that recognition stakes on Saturday.
Yeah, no, she'll run in the recognition. I just had a good blow on Saturday morning when we galloped her. She only had the one trial or jump out a fortnight ago, and I just felt off a gallop on Saturday she needed a bit more of a blowout. Jeff from Up and Roses this morning, and she's had the required blowout in that trial today, so she'll present in good shape on Saturday and kick off in the recognition.
Yeah, I've written here, led early. I think Malahide finished off okay out wide and curdled. I think just shaded yours on the line, but she showed you that speed early.
Yeah, well, we just want to get her out and get her into a nice rhythm that she's used to and just give her a bit of a blowout, really. I mean, she was really good through the line, and she wasn't out there to run any records today, yeah, racing on Saturday, but it was just a hit out that she needed. She's an older mare now, and she's done very, very well since she's come back into work. And the timing-wise, I think it's just worked out well. So she'll present in good order on Saturday.
You've also got a new horse for a Triple Crown up there, Gold Symphony.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, no, another nice horse to the stable. And, you know, he's probably found this is his sort of level now, Queensland. And if he can run well on Saturday, he's had a couple of jump outs up here for us. We've had him all the way through the prep, and obviously I get plenty of advice off the Snowdens on what to do with him. So it's really good getting these horses off Triple Crown that they've had to do with. I haven't got to do a lot of guesswork. So he's in good shape, and he'll present well in the 1350.
And what about the horse from that was bred in France, Coldstone?
Yeah, I spoke to Mick Kent quite a lot about him. He's a funny old Kurt, this fella. He's quite a fresh buggy. You wouldn't think he's an older horse. He plays like a two-year-old, and he's a round sort of horse that carries a lot of weight, but he's incredibly good lungs on him. And had him in last week in the George Moore, and I actually thought off a good gate he could run okay. When he drew wide, I just knew it'd be a bridge too far. He'd have to get back and run too good a sectionals late. So we waited for this, and he's worked very well this morning at Doomben on the course proper. And he's had a couple of good hit-outs over the 1,000 and jump-outs and whatnot. And he'll run a really cheeky race, that horse.
Okay. All right. So you'll run the three in that race at this stage.
Yes, all three will run today.
Okay, righto. Just while I've got you, and I know time's between trials, but most important, I know you love this horse, and he just put the neck out again there on Saturday.
Yeah, he's run probably ended 100 out. Him and both I'm a Ripper, and they were good enough to be in the placings, winning and running third. So most important was Grady. He over-raced early in the run, and he just raced a bit fresh. He presented as big as a house that day, so he's got a lot of improvement in him, and he looks a lot better this week than he did last week going into it.
Okay, so he just goes fortnightly. He's that sort of horse?
Yeah, he just goes to the George Moore. He's a horse that just gets better with racing. You know, I think the year he had the really good summer, he had about 12 runs for the prep. So he's a very tough horse. He enjoys racing. So he'll just go fortnightly now towards Magic Millions.
And I guess we've got to be careful. We talk about two-year-olds and three-year-olds, and we think they're machines. But Zoo Style would have pleased you with everything the horse did on Saturday.
Yeah, he did. He got a bit hot behind the gates and a little bit fresh in the yard. Not too bad in the yard, but got very warm behind the barriers. I suggest there's good improvement in him. I thought he clocked off 100 out as well. I think he only had one sort of jump out going into it. So I think there's good improvement in him. And he's a bit like most important. Looking at him on Sunday and Monday, he looks better this week than he did last week. So I suggest there's good fitness improvement in him heading towards the winning Rupert in a fortnight if everything continues to pan out. He's only a veteran of three starts, so there's there's always a keep a good eye on these horses. But he's come through the run great, and I think we'll see a better horse again in a fortnight.
And I better ask you about F Troop. Are we going to see him over the summer?
No, we won't. We're going to give him a nice long spell. He had a pretty forgettable spring. We'll put that behind us, give him a nice break, and at this point in time, we'll see him back for the winter, kick off in the Mick Dipman and head towards the Gold Coast Guineas.
Okay, all right. Well, we look forward to seeing him, but Outback Barbie, she is what she is, and the others that run on Saturday, we're looking forward to those. There's another one there in that fillies race, Prue's Angel. Have you got a good rap on her?
Yeah, I really like Prue's Angel. I mean, she's a really durable mare now. She went well here this morning as well. It's doing on the course proper. She's just a filly, a mare that needs good barriers. She can draw a good gap barrier on Saturday. She can run well. I think there's a nice mare in that race of ours. It's an improving sort of horse. It's a filly because she sees everything. She's first up from a little let up, and I think she'll be a pretty nice horse on Saturday as well.
Okay, she sees everything. They're a four-year-old mare that ran at the Sunny Coast back in mid-August, and you've given a bit of a freshen up, and we'll see her on Saturday. She sees everything. Good on you, Tony. Thanks for sparing us a few minutes between trials there, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Gollan there from the Doomben Trials.